Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Now, I heard that sounded like they were booing Ohtani. I had heard people were cheering for Ohtani.
That definitely sounded like boos,
yeah,
from the audio we just played.
Now, I had heard that there were Guardians fans cheering Ohtani, is what was said to me. That was before the show. Now, Owen, you were there.
I was.
All right, what'd you hear?
I heard boos and cheers, Ken. There was not as many as like when the Yankees come to town or even the Red Sox, but there was a lot of people wearing Dodgers stuff.
Yeah.
There was free jersey giveaway, so I saw people with Dodger hats and wearing the jersey giveaway jersey.
So let me ask you this, because now I'm curious to both things. One, I didn't know why you'd cheer him if you're a Guardians fan. But two, why'd you boo him if he were up there to the plate? Because that was the first at-bat.
I understand the cheers. I don't understand the boos. For the home run?
Well, he's the leadoff hitter.
Yes.
And when Matt Underwood, in that clip you played, when Underwood's like introducing him, like there's booing going on.
Yeah.
So it's before he's hit the home run. Is he a villain of any sort?
I don't know. I mean, we took Toby, and it was, look at their top four in their lineup. It's pretty incredible. And I wanted to make sure that we just buy the standing room pass. So I wanted to make sure we had view to see that top four in the order because it's a pretty great lineup. And to be able to say, to have the kids see somebody who people compare to Babe Ruth, right?
Awesome.
Like, hey, we want to see this. And then, of course, he delivered on that first pitch. There was a lot of cheering for him. I'm trying to think of what was going on. There wasn't a reason to be booing, really. And that did, it sounded louder in that clip than I remember it sounding being in the stadium yesterday.
I mean, they're starting the first four hitters. And Will Smith hit a home run, too. I mean, you got Betts, you got Freddie Freeman,
five.
You got Teoscar Hernandez. And then you have, I mean, Will Smith hits fifth and he hits a home run. It's obviously one of the great teams that's been assembled.
That's one of the few teams I actually knew every single guy you just said.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I don't think there's anybody else.
Then that's good.
Well, other than the teams we play.
My kids know them, and even my boys that don't play baseball, that don't really care about baseball, know who Mookie Betts and Shohei are.
And, of course, Freddie Freeman, that whole rigmarole that he had with the Braves.
But you said villain and whether, like, I did wonder because of their payroll situation. Of course, we've seen the Padres had a few years where their payroll was, you know, insanity. It's still pretty high, right? And the Dodgers, what they did this offseason coming into this year after the World Series last year, you know, you would think that would fit the profile of a team you would absolutely despise because growing up, I despised the Yankees so much because of all those, quote, advantages. And now the advantages the Dodgers have blow out of the water. The advantages that when I was young, I thought the Yankees had. Like, it's actually pretty incredible.
Well,
I mean,
also,
in the mid-90s, we had one of the largest payrolls.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's true. They were number two. I think at the end of the 97 or 98 season, the Indians were number two. But the Yankees have decided to cut their payroll to some degree.
And we had seen the Red Sox do the same over the last 5 years.
Yes. Now, the Red Sox, I think, took a more abrupt turn, but somebody might be able to correct me on that. I mean, Hal Steinbrenner kind of made a concerted effort to kind of pull back the strings a little bit. The Dodgers are the only ones. Well, excuse me. The Dodgers and the Mets are the two that are like just going hog wild. And not everything's great with them. I mean, 15 years and almost $800 million for Juan Soto, and now there's, I don't know, I just think it's early in every New York Mets career that they're going to be met with strong criticism, so I'm kind of waiting. I mean, Francisco Lindor, people are questioning whether or not he loves baseball. Now he's Mr. New York and doing fashion shows and all that other stuff over there.
Had a walk-off yesterday,
yeah, right? He had a walk-off yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, Juan Soto started off, and it's become an ugly thing, and there's rumor and innuendo, and it's just like, they it's almost like they have to settle into being a Met for the rest of their life when they get signed to the New York Mets. But I didn't realize, so I wanted to know, because at first I'm going, well, the people were cheering. And I was like, I can understand the respect of Shohei Ohtani and respecting him. I couldn't understand cheering open as a Guardians fan. If there were people in Yankees Ohtani or Dodgers Ohtani jerseys, okay, fine. But if you were a Guardians fan, were you cheering Ohtani? I wanted to know the psyche into that, because you've brought this up before. When you go see, like when Owen says, I'm taking my kids, we're going to go see the great Ohtani, and him hit, this is a big moment. Because hey, I remember seeing Bryce Harper when he was with the Nationals, well, and all that other stuff. I'll never forget some of these
and
games.
And we went and saw him when the Angels came before, and they had Ohtani and Trout playing, but it wasn't like, it seems like a different animal with him with the Dodgers now, because of the contract, and they're coming off the World Series.
Actually,
and all
good.
That stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's almost like he's not. It's almost like the Angels would lose in spite of he yes. and Mike Trout. Now it's different. This team actually wins. But like I didn't understand, because you had brought up before, when you go to a game, since there's so many games of baseball, you don't remember where I'm going with this, do you? You said it's okay to root for a great player to hit a home run while you're there.
Yeah, baseball always felt very different from the other sports. Like, I remember when I was young and I was doing those basketball college ID nights and getting in for nothing and be able to sit close. It was always Allen Iverson just destroying the Cavs. But because we were bad and Allen Iverson was a phenomenon at that time, I was like, all right, he scored 40. It's pretty cool. All the highlights are going to be on SportsCenter.
That's kind of fair.
Like, we're not that good anyway. And it's not that I wanted Allen Iverson to do that, but I appreciated the greatness while I was watching it. And for Shohei, I mean, that's what that is, right? That's
yeah,
that kind of.
There's also the he can have his home run to lead off the game. That's great. Like, it's one run.
Yeah, right.
We should be able to overcome one run.
We should. I can understand. You know what? This is why there's no black and white here. This is a big gray area. Allen Iverson scoring 40 against I'm imagining a tanking Cavs team at that time.
They were not good.
Okay, they were at least not good. A real bad Cavs team, I can understand. The Guardians aren't bad. Like, I kind of had it back and forth with, not with you over the weekend, but I was just kind of kicking around emotions. Like, I'm not thinking about, and this is something we'll probably get into deeper, about the Guardians, quote-unquote, saving their season over the weekend with 3 out of 4 against the Tigers. Of course, they lose that last game, and then they lose yesterday against the Dodgers. So in the division, they're kind of right back where they started. However, they're still in second place, but they're a game up right now in the wild card, so that's kind of what matters. And yes, I know it's May 27th, and I'm paying attention to the standings. Which
now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show. At
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's probably way too soon for everybody, but I'm thinking about their own season. But cheering, wanting to see if they were bad, if the Gardos were bad and they had been bad, I could understand a little bit better. I don't think they should openly boo Ohtani. The Dodgers are not a rival. Ohtani is not a rival. I don't see him as a villain. Booing him seems a little much. I think that there's a proper amount of respect for him as a player that should be given.
True.
But I don't know if
okay, not all booing's created equal, though. There are guys you boo that you absolutely despise. And then there's the gamesmanship booing. When a fabled guy comes in. I remember.
Think of this.
So there was yesterday during the announcement of the starting lineups, there was a lot of cheers and some booms, and those were the gamesmanship boos more than any. Anytime a former Astros player gets announced over there, like Bregman, or sorry, not Bregman. It slipped my mind now. I don't even remember who was here a couple of weeks ago, but they still boo him, and that was in 2017, I believe, that they did the cheating scandal, right?
Well, I went to the Astros game, and he was in the lineup, and they were booing him every time. But other guys, they weren't booing, but they were still booing him. And then I had to explain to Axel why they were booing him. Yeah. And boy, that was a tour de force unlike anything I ever had to deal with there. I'd rather talk about the birds and the bees than had to go through all that. When you first said that a couple years ago, because I don't know if we ever brought it to the air. I don't think we ever did. When you first said that to me, I scrolled it away for a rainy day. And I thought I would be very upset with you. However, is Owen not going to talk about the time he saw Shohei Ohtani hit a home run his son?
To lead off the game.
To lead off the game.
You saw one of the great, maybe the greatest baseball player in your lifetime hit a home run. That's way better than I watched the greatest baseball player in my lifetime go 0 for 4, 0 for 5, and strike out 3 times and had an uncharacteristically bad day.
Because
that's not as memorable.
Owen's right. It's the first pitch of the game. It's not a great omen for the rest of the game. But if it's the first hitter of the game, it's like, boy, you got 9 innings to go out there and get this straightened out. I would rather the Guardians win, and I know Owen would too and everybody else, but it's like, well, you did get to see Shohei Ohtani hit a home run.
And we never get to see him.
Yes.
I mean, how many games can you remember?
Once every
Shohei coming in.
They come to town. Well, until last season, it could have been maybe you only see him once every like 4 years, right?
Now it's once every other year?
No, it's once every year now, but it's probably 3 or 4 games. It depends on who you're playing.
Do we play home and away with each team? Because I thought it was mixed
that last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you only get to see him once a year.
That's why you only get like your AL Central opponents now. You go to Detroit twice. You used to go 3 times. You used to play those series like 5 times a year with your Central opponents. Now you're only playing 4.
Yeah. Well, hell. See, I didn't know if you could cheer for a guy like that.
Well, now it sounds like I was rooting for him to hit a home run.
No, so, I didn't think it sounded like that. I know this is just awkward for all of us.
Can I tell
right
you
now.
I was kind of rooting for him to hit a home run?
Can't be a grand slam. You can't root for a grand slam.
No, it was the perfect home run. It starts the game. It'll be memorable. We got there early to see it, and we saw it. And then the Guardians are supposed to come win the game 6-1, and they did not do that. They lost.
I don't know if you cheer for him to hit a home run. Or even hope. But would you be upset if you wouldn't be upset?
I'm definitely not going to stand up and cheer. But I imagine, too, like my
kid, I didn't go, there it was. We got it.
But you did get to see.
But we saw it.
You did get to see that dude look great, epitomize greatness with your kid that you want to get into baseball.
My one kid who's really into baseball got to see. It goes back to the we're losing the sport, right? It's not the national pastime.
Now we're getting deep. I like this.
You're losing the sport for the youth who would rather play flag football 12 months out of the year or 8 months out of the year that they're not playing tackle and only doing one sport at 11 years old. I want him to see a sport that he loves to do, and he loves a lot of the sports that he plays equally, but the sport that he really loves right now, because that's the season we're
in.
Fair
point.
He got to see the best guy in the game doing it, do it in front of him.
How can you hate it? How can you hate it? As big of a fan as anybody might be, how can you hate it? I don't think you can. I wanted to fight. Now I can't fight. It's a good point.
And then we got ice cream.
Did you guys get ice cream or Dippin' Dots? I know it's technically the same thing, but you get what I'm saying.
No, when it was 6-2, we went and got ice cream.
Boy, when you get those Dippin' Dots in you.
Not in the ballpark.
I did not realize. First time I ever saw Dippin' Dots, I was like, what is this? And then I actually tried them in the mouthfeel. Oh, my God, the mouthfeel of the Dippin' Dots. Oh, that's good stuff, buddy. That's great stuff. All right. Is it too early for me to look at the wild card? Is it too early for me to check standings? It's May 27th. I'm trying to get, because Mitch and I were going back and forth a little bit about.
Yeah, you were.
He had brought up, that was something else. But he had brought up he had brought up them comparing them to other, like, okay, you prove that you can play with these teams. I'm like, I'm not even worried about that right now. I'm worried about 29 and 24 and being in the first place of the wild card spot right now. Like, that's, is that a little bit too early for me? Is that psychotic?
I don't think that's early. I also didn't think when Mitch said that, I'm like, man, that's a, that's like an NFL or NBA thing. Like, could we play with the Boston Celtics this year?
I think it's psychotic if at the end of the week they're a game out of the wild card and you're going, I can't believe we've blown this wild. I think that's a little
sick. You're fretting it?
No, yeah. But I was worried going into last week because I'm like, man, you guys aren't playing that great. You got, I mean, the pitching is still kind of up. Well, Gavin Williams, I don't know. It seems like Corey got some other people figured out. But
until the All-Star break, I think your attention has to be on the division more than the wild card.
We're 5 games out.
Well, that's what sucked. You had gotten all the way up there, and you had this great series against Detroit. And Ken texted the group, the show thread. Everybody's busy. Ken didn't want to call, you know, and bother everybody. He's just like, hey, did this... Did you say save the season?
I was celebrating something else in life yesterday, to be honest with you. So, yeah. And you both know that is a reason to celebrate, so go right on ahead.
Yeah. I thought to myself, well, it was absolutely huge, but that was when they had won the first 3 of the series. And you're like, well, whatever happens tomorrow is just... I mean, you're going up against their ace, who, you know, we did hit a grand slam off of in the playoffs last year, or we took care of things. But then they go up against 2 of the better pitchers in baseball back-to-back. They lose both of those games. No shame in either of that, but you're right back down to 5 games.
Well, yeah, they could have come out of Detroit like 9 games down.
I want to ask some of the people.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, well, now it's over.
I know it's the day after the big long weekend, but 216-474-0092. Is it too early for me to be checking standings? Is it too early for me to be watching standings? Everybody says, well, you know who your team is at Memorial Day. All right, well, we're the day past Memorial Day. Is it too early for me to be watching the standings?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1.
On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.